Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about North American Silverback. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hope you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yeah, in the beginning, last night I was gonna do a video about Jewish rodents, if you know what I mean. But no, then all this other stuff started coming out about the North American Silverbacks. Yeah, you probably have one as a neighbor. Yes, friends, fun times indeed. But yes, friends, I got a clip of all these stupid niggers doing some dumb shit. But first of all, I'm going to show you something about what they're doing over there across the pond. Yes, they're not American Silverbacks, but they are Silverbacks nonetheless. And they do some fucking crazy stuff too, so let's play that clip.
Why would you do that to somebody? Why would you do that?
Yes, friends, in case you don't know what they're talking about rape. Yes, he's saying, why you motherfuckers raping people? It's because it's fun for the whole fucking family. Yes, friends, if you want to say I love you, you start raping bitches. Enjoy.
I was in mood.
You was in the mood? Is that what you do in your country? You just go up to women and...
No. Sometimes.
I'm guessing this fucking nigger is a Muslim. Yeah, they have a mood to do this, that, and the other, so say fuck it. Yes, fun times indeed. Yeah, people say that religion is a religion of peace. Yeah, so get peace of ass. Enjoy!
So, how long have you been in England?
Oh, check it out. This fucking rape goblin was in the United Kingdom, not the United States, but same difference, right? Not quite, but it will be. Anyways, yeah, so this motherfucker was raping fucking for 3 years in England. Yes, this fucking rape goblin. Yes, don't you need the goblin slayer over there? Well, yes, friends, you guys wanted to let these motherfuckers into your country to, I don't know, replace your population? Ugh, I guess they're gonna replace it one way or another, right? Well, enjoy.
3 years.
Three years.
Are you living in one of the hotels?
And you think that's acceptable?
So you
really think that's acceptable?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, friends. That nigger said that it's acceptable to rape bitches, because I guess that's their culture. So you gotta be careful, white boys. These motherfuckers are gonna replace you one way or another. What are you guys gonna do, huh? Do you wanna see more bitches from the left or bitches from the right? I don't know. Gee, you wanna fuck a nigger? Well, enjoy. Well, enough of that bullshit. Let's go back to America. Yeah, let's get out of that fucking foggy place. Faggy, I should say. Anyways, we got fucking our own fucking retards here in the United States. So let's see what these fucking losers have to say. Enjoy.
Clarify, because there seems to be some people that are a little confused by this. When I said let them have this, I meant let the white trash MAGA retards.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it safe to say that anyone that follows that MAGA shit is a fucking idiot? Yeah, don't you know that Donald Trump's a lying piece of shit? He's destroying the country and the world at that matter, fact, or whatever? Yeah, friends, anyone that does this shit is a fucking idiot. In my opinion, but what the fuck do I know? I'm just a dumb wetback. Anyways, let's continue.
Have something that for them. Because I don't have a problem with y'all, you feel me? Like, I know you guys are retarded white Neanderthals.
Gee, isn't that dude... Yeah, I don't know. Is he a white dude or is he a fucking nigger-loving bitch? Yeah, there are some people that are wiggers. Yeah, like, oh yeah, let the mega white retards have their thing. Even though I'm white, but I'm not like that. I'm cool. I'm one of the cool guys. I'm one of you, brothers. Fucking faggot. Yeah, why the hell you want to be around niggers? Yeah, there's some cool niggers, but most niggers are fucking stupid, in my opinion. But what the fuck do I know? I'm fucking stupid. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is just my delusionals, and you can see that I'm fucking stupid, so whatever. Let's continue.
Enjoy, you feel me? Have this, you feel me? Like,
have your little moment.
You could add Kid Rock performing and...
Oh, fuck Kid Rock. He does some fucking gay-ass music. His music sucks. Yeah, it's supposed to be that Southern Rock shit. Fuck you, Kid Rock. You're not 38 special. They're fucking better than you, motherfucker, so go eat a dick. In my opinion, but whatever. Let's continue.
Hitler and all that shit. It would have been fire. Yeah, yeah. That would have been lit. We had Bad Bunny and some homos at the Super...
Yes, fuck Bad Bunny. He's a dumb piece of shit. And incidentally, I take insult that they call every fucking motherfucker from South America and BI beyond Mexican. No, these fucking wetbacks are not my wetbacks. Fuck these pieces of shit. In case you didn't know, Bad Bunny and Puerto Rican and all that shit are infused with niggers. In Mexico, we don't have fucking niggers for the most part. Yeah, they got them down in the south. I'm not from those fucking creatures, so fuck you. Fuck Bad Bunny, and anybody who likes Bad Bunny are fucking worms, in my opinion. But whatever.
And now this is the white trash MAGA response to that. So,
yes, friends, in case you haven't noticed, I hate fucking traitors. Traitors are fucking worms, every shape, wear, form. If you're a fucking traitor, you deserve fucking the worst fucking fate that's fucking available at the time, or whatever. But don't worry, friends, I have one more clip. This is the one that got me triggered. There's this one white chick, she's just right there in the doctor's office and has an encounter with a nigger. Yeah, these fucking silverbacks are fucking insane, and they think they could do whatever the fuck they want. Why? It's because the government says that you guys have a hall pass. You could do whatever the hell you want. You could loot, murder, and pillage. Yes, fun times indeed. Well, without further ado, let's roll that clip. So yeah, the person recording this is saying, took my oldest brother to his doctor's appointment and this, what happened? Yeah, and you see this fucking white chick right there and is arguing with a fucking nigger. Yeah, you can hear the voice. It sounds like a fucking black person. I already seen this video, so I could tell you, it's a fucking nigger. And a stereotypical nigger at that. So let's continue watching. Enjoy. Yes, in case you don't see him, it's that nigger in the fucking red suit right there next to her. Yes, that nigger was playing his fucking nigger music all fucking loud in a fucking doctor's office room. Yeah, isn't there a bunch of sick people? You think people want to be hearing this fucking nigger music? Or I should say nigger noise? Yeah, if you're fucking hurting, yeah, you're like, oh, I feel like shit. Oh, I want to puke. Then you hear this. Yeah, what the fuck are you gonna do? Yeah, the only one that actually has balls in this fucking bitch is a fucking female. Yeah, fucking man. Once all these fucking guys man up, I understand you guys are ill and all that, but because my anger will fucking raise, yeah, my rage meter, like in Samurai Showdown, will fucking go up to 100. And guess what? My illness will fucking melt away and dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Yeah! Enjoy! Ain't that funny that this dude, a grown-ass man, is getting fucking pissed off because some chick told him to turn down his fucking music. Better yet, turn it off. You know, they do have these things called earbuds. Yes, you could just buy them, and then you could tune and hook them up to your phone, and then you could hear them. And then you won't be buying no one, you could have them as loud as you want. Yes, friends, these fucking people just do whatever the fuck they want. They have this fucking hall pass, and it's fucking retarded. Yes, you gotta be beating fucking niggers with a fucking hammer. Why not? Yeah, you could be like Chapulín Colorado. In case you don't know, he's the Mexican version of Superman. Not really, but close enough. Anyways, let's continue. Yes, friends, it's so fucking insane that a fucking grown-ass man acts like a little bitch. Do you know why? It's because black men have fucking a higher level of estrogen in their fucking worthless carcasses. Yes, of all the fucking races, nigger men are the more emotional because of estrogen. Yes, isn't racism awesome? Yes, you could find science stuff and you could say all kinds of racist shit. So, there you go, friends. There's another tool in your fucking toolbox. Enjoy! Yeah, this nigger says he's gonna curse her up. What do you mean you're gonna do a curse? You mean you're gonna talk shit to her? Or what? Are you gonna do actually some voodoo witch doctor bullshit like a fucking nigger that you are? You're gonna do some ooga booga shit? Yeah, I want you to do that shit. Yeah, I want you to go fucking eat her skin or something. Yeah, just like niggers, they think that white people have gold nuggets in their fucking skulls, so why not, right? Stop! Hammer time! Dun 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 dun.
That's not gonna hurt. I asked you, and you don't know who you're dealing with. What are you going to do? Shout meet me outside and shoot stuff, me? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, you see? Even that bitch knows what's up. Yeah, you fucking say shit like that, that, oh, you gonna shoot me? And then fucking be like, oh, that's racist! But is it true? Yes or no? Huh? Hmm? Hmm. Yeah, fuck you niggers. If you don't like fucking people talking shit about you, then change your evil ways. Right? Oh no, I can't do that. That's too much work. Well then, then you're gonna suffer the consequences. Enjoy. What the fuck? So let me get this straight. This motherfucker's gonna do shit that you would do when you were in junior high school. What, are you like 12, 13, 14? Yeah. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you, man? Fuck. This fucking nigger, he just got mad because someone told him to fucking turn down his fucking music. Or better yet, turn it off. You're in the fucking doctor's office. Have some respect for people. But no, it's all about me. Me! Yeah, doesn't that show you how stupid you are? I don't know. Maybe I'm the stupid one, but whatever. Let's continue.
Grow up.
Don't make me
laugh. Grow up.
Welcome to the fucking jungle. Enjoy your stay. Chips and soup.
It is so fucking stupid. This nigger started talking shit about whites. It's like, what the fuck? Then you don't like it when people tell you shit about niggers. So what the fuck? If you want people telling you shit about racism, well then you shouldn't be starting fucking saying your racist shit. But yeah, Gonzo, aren't you saying racist shit? Yes, I am. But I'm pointing things out. And I'm tired of this bullshit. So yeah, this is my level 1 fucking doing stuff. Yeah, don't make me go to level 2. Because you might not like that. So yeah, enjoy. Don't worry, sweetheart. Someone else already took care of that, so you do what you gotta do, sweet pea. Yeah, attack that nigger. Enjoy. Oh, friends, I'm guessing that the nigger's name is Antonio. So yeah, I want one of these fucking dirty-ass Afro-Latinos. Gross! But it is what it is. Yes, that's why you don't let women have any rights, because then they start breeding with all kinds of fucking undesirable fucking creatures. Right? Anyways, let's continue. Well, there you go. There's Antonio, all dressed in fucking red. What is he, a fucking blood? No, he's the fucking Kool-Aid man. Yeah, go eat your pineapple Kool-Aid spears. What the fuck, you stupid fucking nigger. Yes, acting so fucking stupid. What they should do is inject him with some fucking poison and get rid of him. But no, you can't do that because that's technically murder. But don't worry, friends. They do fucking abortions. Just think of it as a late fucking term abortion. Yes, friends. I'm just joking around. Don't go around killing people. Wait until the Civil War, and that's when you can start doing that shit. Just not before. Okay, friends? Something to think about. Yes, friends, these monkeys do some stupid ass shit. But you point it out, then they say you're racist, you're this, you're that. But yeah, don't fucking be fucking around these niggers, because then they end up stabbing you in the heart and they start making music and money off of you. Yeah, that's some bullshit. But that's the time that we live in, until people get tired of this shit. Oh yes, I already know it's fucking coming. It's gonna be a glorious. Yes, well, Donald Trump keeps on fucking around. He's not fixing that shit with Iran, so... Yes, it's fucking gonna be awesome, friends. Oh, it's gonna be difficult. Just don't go dying on me, because this shit's gonna be fucking awesome. And we're gonna need all the swinging dicks to make the fucking future awesome. So don't worry, friends. We're gonna go through some fucked up times. But once we survive, oh yes, the land of milk and honey. And I need you there, friends, because we gotta do this together. So let's move forward. I got shit to do, and I know you guys got shit to do. So let's rock together. All right, friends, goodbye.
We cut Asian businesses. Please do. We'll get rid of the Chinese takeout, the dry cleaners, the laundromats. Let's get rid of the liquor stores as well. Get rid of the Jordans you guys wear, the Nikes you wear, the shower caps, the Hondas, the Hyundais, all your car electricians, the electronics in your house, the Sony, the TV system, your sound system, the microphones that you guys use to rap and speak about awareness for the black culture and the hip-hop culture. What do you think that's made in? That's made all in Asia. And here's another thing for you guys. You guys want us to leave the neighborhood so bad? Oh, Asian people are in our neighborhoods? We're in white neighborhoods. We have our own Chinatown. We have our own Koreatown. You think we really need you guys to benefit off and make money? A lot of us do go to college as well. You're being outworked by immigrants who barely speak English. And you're not embarrassed? Go to the bank, start your own businesses, and deal with your own people. I want to see your own women get on their hands and knees and do pedicures and manicures and deal with nasty-ass attitudes, okay? Please, boycott Asian business. I'm all for it.